With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says President Trump will make a triumphant return to the Middle East next week following a trip in his first term.
Now, 8 years later, President Trump will return to reemphasize his continued vision for a proud, prosperous, and successful Middle East, where the United States and Middle Eastern nations are in cooperative relationships and where extremism is defeated in place of commerce and cultural exchanges. This trip ultimately highlights how we stand on the brink of the golden age for both America and the Middle East.
U.S. Mideast envoy Steve Witkoff said ahead of a new round of nuclear talks with Iran this weekend that the Trump administration wouldn't allow the country to maintain a domestic uranium enrichment program. International tourism to the U.S. has declined in recent months.
Expedia Group says reduced travel demand in the United States has led to its weaker than expected revenue in the first quarter, with bookings to the U.S. from Canada down nearly 30%. Airbnb and Hilton noted the same trends last week. Most major U.S. airlines say they plan to reduce scheduled flights due to fewer passengers booking economy seats for leisure trips. While economic uncertainty is one reason for the pullback, industry experts say anger over tariffs and concern about tourist detentions are discouraging foreign travelers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The air traffic controllers directing planes to the Newark, New Jersey airport lost their radar Friday morning for the second time in 2 weeks. The FAA says the radar facility in Philadelphia that directs planes in and out of Newark Airport went black for 90 seconds at 3:55 a.m. Friday. That's similar to what happened on April 28th. The first radar outage led to hundreds of flights being canceled or delayed at the Newark Airport in the past 2 weeks. This is SRN News. The Trump administration takes on the state of Washington. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
At issue is a new law that would force clergymen who hear confessions from individuals to report those people to the police if they admit to any crime. The Department of Justice has launched an investigation arguing that the measure is likely a violation of the First Amendment. Assistant Attorney General Harmeet Dillon says the Washington law, quote, cannot stand under our constitutional system of government. Catholic officials say they will not comply with it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As the Catholic Church transitions from one pope to another, new research indicates the faith is a dying one, especially here in this country. A Pew Research Center study reveals that for every American who converts to Catholicism, more than eight others quit. In fact, the only reason that Catholicism is able to maintain a relatively steady share of the U.S. population, which is about 20%, is due to the high percentage of illegal immigrants from Latin America. This is SRN News. It was a quiet end to the week on Wall Street.
Stocks drifted to a mixed finish on Wall Street as markets wait for a highly anticipated meeting on Saturday between China and the U.S. on trade. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1% Friday. The index finished the week with a modest loss of just 0.5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 119 points. It's about 0.3%. The NASDAQ Composite was little changed. The calm movements offered a respite after stocks whipsawed for weeks on fears about President Donald Trump's trade war and then on hopes that Trump might relent on some of his tariffs. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
State-run Pakistan television says retaliatory attacks are underway after India fired missiles at three air bases inside Pakistan. It did not give details and was unclear Saturday which locations were being targeted. Multiple locations in India, according to state-run media, reported as India fired three air bases inside Pakistan. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor.